A group sponsored by the YK Delta's Regional Native Corporation, Chilista's Regional Committee, voted this week to hold a governance convention next year. Delegates want to pursue the creation of a regional tribal government or make changes to the regional nonprofit. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
What the committee is calling a governance convention is tentatively scheduled for March of 2015. A vote is expected there on what direction to pursue. The details are still elusive, but Chilista says a new tribal government would involve the creation of a new tribe as well. Willie Casile is the Chilista board chair.
The enrollment is already in place for the village tribes. So basically, it would encompass the membership of the tribes that are already in existence.
Efforts to establish a regional tribal government have come up several times in past decades and with pushback. AVCP supplied a list of 16 groups that have opposed an AVCP resolution promoting a regional tribal government or the latest Chilista-sponsored version. A resolution from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation says a regional tribal government would usurp the power of the 58 individual tribes they serve. AVCP President Myra Nanning has several questions.
One of the things that we kind of question is, would they have the authority to speak on behalf of all the tribes within the region, including some of the villages? Some of the tribes have written resolutions opposing the regional tribal government because they want to keep their individuality as tribes, and they feel that the regional tribal government will not be able to address the local village issues.
Chilista's Casile disputes that notion.
The authority already lies within the villages as individual tribes, and this regional government would not take any powers away from the tribes that are existing in each of our communities.
A draft 12-page constitution lays out a regional tribal government complete with three branches of government, power for law enforcement, and fish and game management. The resolution looks at capturing income taxes from Native corporations and assessing taxes on regional lands and businesses. For inspiration, proponents point to examples like the Inupiaq community of the North Slope and the Tlingit Haida Central Council. The committee also looked at creating a borough government under state law, but that idea was rejected. A list of possible changes to AVCP include changing the name to the Association of Sovereign Yupik Villages, providing for direct election of the president, and changing the charter to allow the president to take executive action. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.